The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The Buddhist word for what we're doing and practicing mindfulness is vipassana, and the V is a prefix that kind of used for emphasis here, and passana means to see. So to see with emphasis, or some people call it clear seeing. But what we're doing here is understood very much with the language of observation, or watching, or seeing. And sometimes that kind of language leaves people a little bit too separate from their experience, kind of removed. But it also goes together with the language of feeling or sensing. So that the balance between how much we feel and live in the experience and how much we watch it, observe it, is part of the art of practice. But the idea of observing our experience, there's a few things that come along with that. One is the idea that we're not interfering with our experience. We're not trying to fix it or change it or make it better. We're just kind of like settling back, kind of like in an easy chair of the mind, and just have the ability to see what comes and goes and see what's there and let the experience come into sight, into this perception, into awareness, rather than reaching out for it. And so it's a little bit more like watching than it is like looking. If looking is more active than watching, we're not actively looking. We're just kind of sitting back and watching, like, you know, the world go by and, you know, you're in a park. Wonderful, for me, wonderful kind of model for practice when I was young was growing up in Italy, was the old Italian men in their kind of suits, black suits and canes, sitting on park benches and had the cane between their legs and their two hands sitting on top of the cane. And they'd just be there, like, you know, from my little kid's point of view, completely peaceful, equanimous, unfazed by what was there, but, you know, just watching things go by and be there. And I kind of had this aspiration to grow up to be that. So just kind of this non-interfering, just watching and being receptive, in a sense, settle back and watch. Part of also association with this observation is when the mind is not interfering or reacting to what's there, it's also meant to support the mind to get still and quiet. So it's kind of like watching, observing, being aware from a still place, from a calm place. So as you go about your practice this morning, you might see if there's some kind of way that you can feel your way, sense your way, experiment with being present for your experience, whether walking meditation, sitting meditation, going to the bathroom meditation, tea meditation, whatever you're doing. See if you can have some kind of satisfying stillness in the mind or calmness of the mind, that you're kind of just there, kind of observing things, allowing things to come into the mind's ability to watch, but that watching is from a still place, a calm place, maybe even a peaceful place. And this idea of having a still place from which to observe is something that the Buddha emphasized a fair amount. So you might see if you have anything like that, and it might be more available to you than you realize. Not necessarily something you have to manufacture. Maybe it's partly to recognize it's already there. We often identify with the thinking mind, the concerns, and all that. And then, we don't see that actually there is, in fact, a place inside that's a little bit quiet, calm, still, that has the capacity just to watch, just to observe what's happening. The steps as we do the walking meditation, the experience of breathing as we breathe, the watching, the experience of teacup and tea touching the lips and going into the mouth. So whatever it might be, hand reaches up and touches a doorknob to open the door, that it's, you know, rather than being caught up in the activity, little bit, kind of step back and just watching from a peaceful place, a quiet place. May a still, quiet place within allow you to see more clearly. Thank you.